Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right. Happy Tuesday.
I know. It's the middle of the week.
Yeah, right?
It's like hump day.
I know. I thought about it. Kristen was like, hey, this is great. You only got 2 days this week. I'm like, yeah, but it's jam-packed, though, man.
It's going to be a busy, intense couple of days.
It's really going to be intense and busy. But listen, we got a bunch of stuff to get you caught up on this morning with your news that didn't make the news on this Tuesday, the 22nd of November of 2022. Let's talk about the holiday weekend. Looks like the average price of gas will be $3.68 over Thanksgiving, which is... it's about 30 cents higher than it was last year and over 20 cents higher than the previous record of $3.44 that was set back in 2012 when prices were crazy high there for a while.
What's the lowest it's ever been on Thanksgiving? Do we know that?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but the high gas prices are not enough to stop people from traveling this weekend at all. According to Gas Buddy, 38% of Americans are planning to hit the road this Thanksgiving, which is up 20% from last year. People pick and choose what they're going to spend their money on, man.
We whine and complain
about inflation, but you know, when it comes to something we really care about, we will drop the cash.
We will find the money to make it happen.
That's right. So, when are the busiest times to travel? According to AAA, pretty much all day tomorrow is going to suck.
If you want to go anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you'll be better off leaving before 8 a.m., or after 8 p.m.
Okay.
So just think of it that way. Take us with you. You know, we're here
early or late.
Yeah. We'll be there to keep you company that early in the morning. The worst time is on Thursday at 11 a.m. from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and for the rest of the weekend. Friday through Sunday, AAA suggests avoiding the late afternoon and early evening.
Now, what's the most number of Thanksgiving dinners you've done in one day? Like, I can remember when I was in high school and college, when I had the boyfriend, we would have, you know, the dinner with my parents. Then we would go to his family and make a couple of other stops along the way.
Yeah.
And it always seemed kind of crazy.
Well, you know, in my previous relationships, usually the person I was with, like, we lived in different towns, so it would be either their family or my family.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, it would be my family, and then it would maybe be like an aunt or a grandparent on the other side of the family.
Sure.
And then I'd head over to my buddy Rick's, and we'd get some leftovers from their family Thanksgiving. So. Yeah.
Felt like we were just driving all day. Driving and eating.
Just house hopping, dinner hopping.
Yeah.
And interestingly, fewer people are talking about gas prices impacting their travel than in similar reports last year. You heard a lot of people complaining about the cost of food prices and other things, but gas prices, they're not complaining about as much. Now, here is another question that'll become relevant this weekend. What is the maximum amount of time you can stay in someone's home as a guest before it gets annoying?
So if you show up tomorrow, when do you need to get the hell out?
Right. Jen said two. I was a little more generous. I said three.
You know what? When I look at it this way, if you're showing up at somebody's house for Thanksgiving on Wednesday, you can stay till Saturday. That would be all right.
Yeah.
So you get
Thursday,
that full
Friday,
day.
And Saturday?
Yeah, so you get that full day of, you know, Black Friday and all that business.
3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to a new survey, the answer is 4 days. Well, that's really generous. That's a long time. 49% of people said that's the cutoff, 4 days.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, hosting messes with your sleep. I mean, God bless, my sister-in-law, Katie, is just like, she's such the host with the most, man. She's a pleaser.
Takes it over the top. Is
it
there
runs
always,
in that family.
They can't help themselves.
All the sisters are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she runs herself into the ground, you know, and she works full time and she's got... well, she's got 4 kids. 2 of them are in college right now, but still.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. And it's the holidays, and the parents or the grandparents were in town, so she had that going on. I would say the average host loses 2.5 hours of sleep a night in the days leading up to the holidays at least.
Wow.
When you're the host, it messes with your sleep.
Agreed. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. The guests don't sleep well either.
It's hard to sleep at somebody else's house, especially if they don't have enough pillows on the bed.
Or the wrong blankets. Or the mattress sucks. As hospitable as they are, as welcoming and warm and, you know, mikasa, sukasa and all that, it still
feels weird.
It does. There's just something about sleeping in your own bed. 75% of us feel like we also have to go to bed and wake up at the same time as the hosts, even if we're super jet lagged. So there's that. And the best house guests are baby boomers. Boomers. Who knew?
They clean up after themselves.
They clean up after themselves. That's true. I mean, you joke, but they're...
That's absolutely true.
They're most likely to be considerate and clean up after themselves.
Yeah.
And...
I have this one friend that comes every single month, and I give her a heart. We laugh about it, but she is that house guest that can't put dirty dishes in the dishwasher. She just piles everything up in the sink.
Some people are real particular about their dishwasher.
How they load it.
Stacking.
Yeah. So I'm, and she always, if she has 2 cups of coffee, she uses 2 different spoons. So I'm always giving her grief about dirty and all of my stuff.
I'm right there with you.
I'm like,
does she pick up after herself though, collectively?
Yeah, for the most part.
That's just good.
The dish thing that cracks me up.
And then there's a small percentage of hosts who actually hide their valuables when they have guests.
That's funny. You know, you don't trust your people.
Right. You trust these people in your home to a point. Just to make sure nothing gets stolen, I guess.
Well, I lock all of our upstairs doors, like to our bedroom and stuff, because I don't want people snooping in there.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I don't want people snooping in my...
You want
to
go through your bag of tricks?
No.
So that's really funny. I wonder if there are people that are going upstairs intending to snoop, and they hit your door and it's locked, and then they're like, what's going on in there?
Sometimes I think people go upstairs just to go, you know, number 2 in private.
Yeah.
And so I don't want you to be doing that. I got 2 other toilets on that other side of the house.
You got up.
Stay out of the bedroom.
You guys really, I mean, you know, your property is big enough. You could have like porta potties strategically located in different parts of your lot. That's a pretty big lot. How big would you say that lot is?
It's about 3 acres.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
All right. We're late. Sorry, but we got talking and, you know. Yeah. Woo. Hey, we told you this was the biggest shop till you drop ever.
Yeah.
More than $20,000 in prizes. So this is the kickoff of round 6. If you were sleeping in the wheel in the previous 5 rounds, this is your chance to get on track with us. Hop on the bandwagon. Caller 20, 513-749-2320. Let's play. Let's start filling that cheat sheet. Maybe even make a match. First, check the roads. We got Denise standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Cold weather is coming. Shut it out with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, Tim. Right now, buy one window, get one free. They also do siding, roofing, and doors. Call 513-755-1800. Check out UWDSouthwestOhio.com.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Thanksgiving coming up very soon.
And I'm going to check and see if that turkey's done.
It just pops out?
Yeah, yeah.
For the memories.
According to airline experts, around 25 million passengers are expected to fly home for Thanksgiving. Ugh. 6 hours sitting in a tiny seat crammed between 2 weirdos. Plus, you have to fly there.
You can file this under You Are What You Eat. A poll of 2,000 Americans found that people who enjoy spicy food are more likely to think they're hot.
They think they're hot.
They think they're hot.
We're not actually saying they are hot. They just think they are.
62% of spicy food lovers find themselves attractive. So Jen, for my birthday, you guys missed it because you were in the other room, but she gave me, what do you call this, pepper jelly?
It's pepper jelly.
Pepper jelly.
Yes, it's jelly with peppers in it.
Oh, I love that stuff.
I've never had it. Is it spicy?
Oh, yeah. So it's got like a little bit of heat to it. It's like a sweet heat.
Yeah.
I like putting it in, this is going to sound odd, but whenever we make some kind of like beans, like if you make like soup beans or you make black eyed peas that you mix together with like cornbread, it adds a little bit of sweet heat to some dishes.
The way we serve it at our house is we take a block of cream cheese, put it on a platter, and then pour that stuff over it. Then you eat it with crackers.
Yes, that's another way you can do it too.
It's very tasty.
I see. So,
more jelly than spicy.
I love instantly we both know how to eat it. Here's another use for it.
Well, that was more helpful than Jen because she's like, I don't know, you put it on cream cheese or something. I don't really know.
I've just been told it's amazing.
It was a hot item at the holiday. Were you at the holiday market?
Mm.
Yeah. Did you buy some, Tim, when you were up there visiting?
We did.
Oh, nice. Did you try it?
Not yet.
Oh, yum.
But we will be trying it over cream cheese.
I was going to say, it's a very seasonal classic, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
And homemade from people who know what they're doing.
Now, for what it's worth, I will say, probably within the past 6 months, I don't know what's happening to me. You know, we've had conversations before about how, like, every 7 years, every cell in your body has been replaced. Mm-hmm. And so it's not that uncommon for people's palates to change over time.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the things that you hated as a kid, but you like today, or things that you used to love as a kid and can't stand eating today. Well, spicy foods is one of those things that I never liked spicy foods. I mean, I could take a tiny bit of heat, but really just didn't enjoy it. Now I can't get enough of it.
I wonder what that's about.
I love spicy food.
It was like somebody flipped a switch.
Yeah.
Well, and there's different kinds of spicy foods, too. There's the kind of spicy foods that's just hot in your mouth, but it's okay in your belly. And then there's the other spicy foods that's going to mess you up. If you have reflux issues.
See, Jeff, I had a really, really good tolerance for spicy food before I got pregnant.
Yeah.
Like I could go high up on the chart. But then I had such bad reflux when I was pregnant that I stopped eating it altogether.
Okay.
So then I had to start back over. And now, like, even some mediums to me are too spicy.
Wow.
When you get, like, chicken wings. But I'm slowly building it back up. But it's taken me forever.
Yeah. Like, weekend before last, it's the same thing. Like, if I ever order Asian food or Thai food, I would always get, like, the minimum spicy whatever. And now I'm, like, craving spicy foods. It's weird.
It's so good.
I had a breakfast burrito yesterday that had chorizo sausage in it that was super spicy. Couldn't get enough of it. It's just weird how some people, just your taste,
it just happens
all of a sudden you just like it. Or all of a sudden, see, I've never been pregnant, so I can't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be able to eat it. Now I can't.
That's how I was with oysters too. When I mean, obviously you're not supposed to eat them when you're pregnant because of all of the possibilities of germs. But afterwards, it took me probably a year and a half before I could eat another
go
raw
back to oysters again.
And now I'm back. But the thought for like 2 years just totally left me. I couldn't.
Yeah, the poll was commissioned by Frank's Red Hot to go with a new injectable marinade they've been selling for Thanksgiving turkeys.
Yum.
Yeah, I was thinking that. But what level of spice is right for you? The poll found medium is the most popular choice for 36% of us. Mild is next at 33, followed by hot at 24. And only 7% of us don't like any level of spice.
Is that you, Jen?
I'm very little. Yeah, very little. I would much rather have it be a little bit sweet.
That used to be me.
I like the spice, but I don't like the lingering. When it lingers and hangs out for a while, and then you can't taste anything else you eat, I don't like that kind of heat.
Or if you start sweating.
I'm okay with the sweat. Yeah, sweat's fine.
But I know some people that think Cincinnati-style chili is too spicy. Like, they can't even eat that.
I don't think it's spicy at all.
At all. Like, I put hot sauce on it. The Skyline hot sauce on it.
That's funny. Okay, we got to take a break a little before 8 o'clock. And Denise Johnson is standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.